This is David Schuer, theater critic for artsnny.com, theaterlife.com, and reporter for newyork.com, and I'm talking with David Lefkowitz of Days Gone By on UNC Radio.
Here on the 10th annual Total Theater Tony Show, very happy to be talking to someone who has been on the specials and on my show a few times over the years, and he is busier than ever. He's a theater critic for artsinnewyork.com, theaterlife.com as well. He has his own theater blog called The David Desk 2. He also writes feature stories for newyork.com, and he's a member of the New York Drama Critics Circle, which means I believe that he is a Tony voter. Welcome, Tony voter David Sheward.
Thank you very much, David. And yes, I am a Tony voter.
Can I ask, what is the toughest category that you've had to deal with?
There were a lot of very tough categories. Best Actress in a Musical was very difficult, which is very interesting this year because Audra McDonald, playing Billie Holiday, is put in the Best Actress in a Play category.
So, which is ridiculous, I think, but yeah.
I guess they did that because they want to be consistent with when Jane LaPoitier played Edith Piaf so many years ago and the actress who played Judy Garland in End of the Rainbow.
Oh, that was a play, too. Oh.
Not a play, even though she was also doing numbers as Garland. But in any event, Audra McDonald is in that category for a play, leaving
right.
The musical category to, and there were so many very good performances like Sutton Foster, Jesse Mueller as Carol King.
Kelly O'Hara in Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah. Yes, she might. And any one of them could win. And also Idina Menzel and If Then. So that was a very tough category.
Well, the category that we're going to be talking about is actor in a featured role in a musical. And let me read them off for you. There's Danny Burstyn in the revival of the revival of Cabaret. Nick Cordero, Bullets Over Broadway. He seems to be the favorite. Joshua Henry in Violet. James Monroe Iglehart in Aladdin. And Jarrett Spector for Beautiful, the Carol King musical. David Sheward, your thoughts on this category?
This is another very tight one, a very tough one. It's really hard to say. I mean, there are a lot of different factors here. Danny Burstyn of Cabaret, he's been nominated several times for Follies, The Drowsy Chaperone, and South Pacific, and he's always been given really, really amazing performances, and he's a really popular member of the theater community. He's giving a really wonderful performance as Herr Schultz in Cabaret. There's also Nick Cordero, who's won the Outer Critics Circle Award for Bullets Over Broadway as the gangster-slash-playwright in this adaptation of the Woody Allen movie. He's a relative unknown. I think he's only been in, like, Rock of Ages on Broadway before, and this is, like, his big, flashy stardom introduction to Broadway. He has this amazing tap number at the end of the first act. And there's also James Monroe Iglehart, who is the genie in Aladdin, who gives a really large, huge, over-the-top performance, which just totally dominates that show. So I think those are the front runners, and it's really hard to say who's going to win.
Well, who are you voting for?
I am voting for Iglehart, I think.
Oh!
Because it was a really demanding performance, and he had to distinguish himself from Robin Williams' performance in the movie. He just totally dominates the show. So I vote for him, but, you know, it could be Nick Cordero. It could be Danny Burstyn, I think. And it might be one of the other two, Jarrett Spector or Josh Henry. But I think that James Monroe Iglehart, for me, is the favorite. Nick Cordero, a close second.
Speaking of favorites, David Sheward, what was your favorite show of the whole season? And it can be on or off Broadway.
Well, I guess my favorite show for the whole season was a musical at the Public Theater called Fun Home, with music by Janine Tesori and book and lyrics by Lisa Krohn, based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir. It's about a young woman who is a lesbian who recalls coming of age, and her father, who was a closeted homosexual, growing up with him and sort of dealing with identity. Not the typical fodder for a musical, and also it takes place in a funeral home because that's the family business. Somehow these elements all work together, and it's a very moving, sad, funny, amazing show, and there is word that it might be coming to Broadway next season. It won the New York Drama Critics Circle Award for Best Musical and the Outer Critics Circle Award for Best Off-Broadway Musical, so the show might come to Broadway next season.
And you're not the first critic that I've been talking to who said Fun Home was their one or two top pick of the season of everything. two questions left for David Sheward. One is that you're starting kind of a new career sideline because nobody can make a full-time living as a critic anymore. So what is your new gig?
I am starting a walking tour company called Critics Choice Tours. It will be on CriticsChoiceTours.com, and the idea is I will be conducting walking tours of the Broadway Theater District from a critic's point of view, and just giving people a walking tour of the district and giving them history of the area, stories of Broadway, and my own personal experiences as a theater critic.
If you're passing a theater or even a restaurant or a building, what would be an example?
Oh, well, if I went past Sardi's, one of the things I would talk about, the history of Sardi's, which is the famous restaurant where a lot of opening night parties used to be held, and it's also the setting for a lot of theater community events. Every year, the Outer Critics Circle has their dinner there where they present their awards, and one story is I remember the first year I attended there, they used to have them on Friday night after all the shows would be finished. It would start at about 10:30 or a quarter of 11, and since it wasn't on television, the acceptance speeches would tend to go on. So the very first night I was there, it was in the late 90s, Julie Andrews was there, Carol Channing, the cast of A Delicate Balance, Nathan Lane, Alan Alda, who was in Art, and all of that. And by the time all the awards were presented, it was about, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And people were stumbling towards the door and out the elevator, and everyone was just exhausted, and people were joking that they could just walk across the street to their theater to do the matinee for the next day. And as we were leaving Sardi's, there were, like, 4 or 5 people with bags of theater programs and LPs and CDs waiting for the celebrities to come out and sign them. And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. There was no one else on the street. It was just struck me as so weird and bizarre that these people had been standing there for hours just waiting for Julie Andrews or Carol Channing to come out to sign their albums.
Well, weird, bizarre, and surreal, and yet somehow beautifully New York and Broadway at the same time.
Yes.
Now, speaking of beautifully New York and Broadway, where are you going to be, David Sheward, on Tony Night?
I will be in the press room at Radio City. I will be covering the event for NewYork.com. I will be in the press room where they bring the winners after the presentation.
So you'll be blogging at the time? Tweet, what will you be doing for them during the next day?
I'll be kind of both asking questions of the winners, and I'll be Facebooking on my own Facebook and blogging on my blog and putting out tweets on my Twitter account.
Cool. Well, a busy, busy night for David Sheward and for all of us on Tony Night. I wish you best of luck in all your new and older writing endeavors and
Critics Choice Tours.
CriticsChoiceTours.com. And I will be walking them next time I'm in New York with David Sheward. But for now, we thank him so much for walking with us on the radio in the neighborhood.
Thanks so much, David.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.